Triple M, the Big Breakfast. It is 21 past 8. It's February 20th. Lead story on today's Fraser Coast Chronicle's front page. Stick your head out and state will shoot it off. The announcement that Councillor Rolf Lyon, after some 8 years, has decided to call it quits and won't be contesting the upcoming election. I got him on the line. Rolf, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew.
A little bit of a shock there to read of that this morning, especially in light of the fact I think you were in here not long ago recording commercials for the upcoming election.
That's correct. business opportunities and also family reasons, I've decided to not seek a re-election in March 28th.
Was that a hard decision to make?
Oh, look, it was. It's, as I said in the Chamber, it's a very sad decision. I'm very proud to represent the constituents of Division 5 over the last year and also of the whole of the Fraser Coast. And I'd like to thank them so much. It's a real privilege to do that job.
Okay. Now, I guess the angle of the paper today with the headlines, Light retires, you'll be hung, drawn and quartered for an honest mistake. Stick your head out, state will shoot it off. It sort of gone down that line. Obviously, you had that to say as well, but it's not that easy if you want to become a councillor.
Look, it's not, and media will not necessarily spin things, but the crux of the story is I have decided to not seek election because of business reasons. However, as I said, is that I am concerned about the legislation has gone, the pendulum has gone from one extreme to the other. Mm-hmm. And I know with the issues in Ipswich and Logan, there is a number of things that the government has to do to make sure there's transparency and honesty.
Sure.
But what I think is it's just gone to the other extreme.
Yep.
And the state government is looking to take out a common law, which is called intent for councillors. And that's been in common law for hundreds of years. So really what that means is that intent, you can understand if you've made an honest mistake, but they don't even want to allow a councillor to have that luxury.
Yeah, no, fair enough. And look, as you say, it's the happy media, mate. It probably went from, not being accountable or not knowing what was going on to a bit of education never goes astray. We need transparency, but they've gone exactly the other way. And I guess, to see what happened to Chris too would have affected you as well.
Oh, look, very much so. Look, someone that has done his best for the community and he's in jail for something that one could argue that a normal person wouldn't consider to be a jailable offence. What he did maybe was is very serious and maybe even warrant dismissal, but to actually spend time in jail when there's no victim and there was no evil intent what he actually did.
I guess if nepotism was in, you'd be put in jail for every act of nepotism, mate, we'd have no politicians. Not that every single politician, but you know what I'm saying, what goes on.
Well, what Chris did is simply what happens in every state and federal area. They have people that are part of the team, and I agree with that. They need that loyalty. They can't be appointed people. They need to have people that are part of that group to support that member. So what Chris tried to do was do the same thing that every other politician at every other level does every day of the week.
The disaster management, who's taking that on? Because that was your pet as well.
Well, yeah, look, I'm still a councillor until the elections are declared.
Yeah.
And I'm still the chair of the LDMG until the elections are called. And it is up to the new council, and even if I was there and was re-elected, that is up to the council, the body of council, to elect that position. So I might not be doing it, even if I was there. So that'll be up to the new council, which I wish very well.
Mm.
And as I said yesterday, I asked them to really have the same passion and focus on disaster management, because we are the pinnacle in Queensland when it comes to this area, and we support the staff. So I just ask the council as a whole and the people that specifically do those roles to support that the executive and staff in that area.
Okay, I know you have been passionate, mate. We've had sleepouts, if you like, with SES and learning about that. And, of course, the dashboard, a great initiative from council over the last year or two.
Yeah, well, look, I think I can hold my head up pretty high with the focus on that, the achievements that we've done, a disaster levy, funding the SES to appropriate levels, having one of the most innovative preparedness disaster management systems in with our community coordination centres. And you're actually there at Granville, and that's one of our community coordination centres.
Mm-hmm.
And also the finance, which I did for 3 years,
sure.
and bringing down some budgets
yep.
that really reflected the burden, the financial burden that is on the ratepayer in this region.
You will be missed in council. No one's irreplaceable, I know that, but you know, you can hold your head up high, and we wish you all the best in your future ventures.
So thanks, Andrew. And look, once again, thank you for your support, and thank you particularly to the constituents and the residents and all the communities of this great region. It's been just a sheer privilege to serve you.
Good on you, Rolf. Take it easy, mate.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you. Bye.